Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the nation's leaders from coast to coast.
It is Monday, and you know what that means. It is time for another episode of Monday Madness. This is the show where we prove that American politics has never been boring.
Forget the dry textbooks. We are talking about the duels, the deals, and the disasters that you probably never learned about in school. I am Stephen.
And I am Leah. Let us get into the madness.
Leah, usually when we talk about American soldiers fighting for democracy, we are talking about foreign battlefields like Normandy or Iwo Jima. But today we are talking about a time when American veterans had to fight a literal gun battle on American soil just to get their votes counted.
That is right, Stephen. This is the story of the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. It happened in August of 1946. It is a story that sounds like an action movie, but it is real history about what happens when a corrupt local government pushes its citizens too far.
So set the scene for us. What was happening in McMinn County, Tennessee in 1946?
For years, the county had been run by a powerful political machine led by a sheriff named Paul Cantrell. It was a corrupt system. The sheriff and his deputies were paid based on a fee system, meaning the more people they arrested, the more money they made. They would arrest people for practically nothing just to collect the fees. It was basically a shakedown operation.
That sounds terrible for the locals. How did the election of 1946 change things?
The game changer was the return of the GIs from World War II. Over 3,000 veterans came home to McMinn County. They had just spent years fighting tyranny overseas, and they were not about to accept it at home. They formed a nonpartisan political party and ran their own slate of candidates, made up entirely of veterans, to challenge Cantrell and his machine.
So election day arrives. I assume the sheriff did not play fair.
He certainly did not. On August 1st, election day, the sheriff brought in hundreds of armed deputies, many from out of state. They intimidated voters and beat up poll watchers. The tension exploded when a deputy shot a black voter named Tom Gillespie in the back just for trying to cast his ballot.
They shot a voter. That must have caused chaos.
It did. As the polls closed, the deputies seized the ballot boxes and took them to the county jail, which they had fortified like a fortress. They intended to count the votes in secret and rig the election again. But the veterans had had enough. They went to the local National Guard armory and armed themselves with rifles and machine guns.
This is the part that blows my mind. You had American veterans besieging an American jail.
It was a full-blown battle. The veterans surrounded the jail and demanded the ballot boxes. The deputies refused. The veterans opened fire. The gunfight lasted for hours into the night. Bullets riddled the jail and the cars parked outside. But the deputies inside refused to surrender.
So how did it end? Did the military have to come in?
The veterans finished it themselves. In the early morning hours, they started throwing dynamite onto the porch of the jail. The explosions finally blew the jail door off its hinges. The deputies, terrified and outgunned, surrendered and marched out with their hands up.
And the votes. Were they actually counted?
They were. With the corrupt deputies neutralized, the veterans secured the ballot boxes and counted the votes fairly. The veteran candidates won in a landslide. The Battle of Athens destroyed the political machine and restored the rule of law. It remains the only successful armed rebellion against a local government in the United States since the Civil War.
And that is our special for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this dive into history and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.